Chapter 5. You came here to create your own experience. Once you make a conscious connection between your physical personality, what you know as you here in this body, and the eternal, non-physical consciousness, what is really you, you can then get on with the reason you were born into this physical life experience. An awareness of the continuity of you, an awareness that you did not just begin with this physical birth, but that this is but a continuation of who you really are, is vital to living this life experience in anything close to a satisfying, fulfilling way. Another important component of a satisfying physical life experience is a recognition of your value and your worthiness, and you can achieve that awareness only through an actual connection with that non-physical part of you. In other words, if you do not consciously realize who you really are and manage to vibrationally align with who you really are, there's no other physical substitute for that connection. Some try to fill that feeling of void that's present when they're not vibrationally aligned with their non-physical inner being, consciousness, God, source, or energy. There are many different names for this non-physical part of you, in a variety of ways. Some seek approval from others. Some seek that approval by attempting to modify their behavior in order to conform to rules or guidelines of one group or another. And some work hard to excel in their personal behavior by comparing their behavior to that of others they're observing. But there is no substitute for your vibrational alignment with you. Vibrational alignment with who you really are. Nothing is more important than the vibrational alignment or maintenance of the continuum between you and you. For your every moment is impacted by your connection or lack of connection to your inner being, to the total you that you have become, to the you that you were before you were born into this physical body. Once you understand who you really are, and you consciously work to achieve and maintain your vibrational alignment with who you really are, everything else in your life will fall into wonderful alignment. However, if you do not tend to that connection, nothing that you can do will fill the void or take the place of that alignment. Sometimes you're influenced into your alignment by observing something wonderful, or because you're interacting with someone else who is experiencing their own alignment. Sometimes you stumble into your alignment without realizing you're doing it, maybe through your appreciation of something. But to have conscious awareness of the value of your alignment and to understand how to achieve it and how to maintain it is the optimal life experience. We call that deliberate creation. Inner being and your emotional guidance system. Your awareness of the vibrational variance between what you are vibrationally offering in this moment and the vibrational offering of your inner being is literally your emotional guidance system. And when you think of the continuum between you and you, this makes perfect sense. You are an extension of the source energy you, and here you are, out here on this leading edge of thought, focusing upon some subject. And as you focus your perspective upon the subject, you offer a vibrational frequency which either matches or does not match the frequency of the way your inner being, you, sees it. For example, let us say that you make a mistake as you're doing your work today. You discover your mistake and you correct it, but then you belittle yourself or feel guilty about your error. You use the making of the mistake as your reason to think unkindly about yourself, and in doing so, you deviate from the loving frequency of the inner you. But the non-physical part of you, that God force, source energy, inner being, or whatever name you assign to that eternal non-physical energy from which you have come forth, never, under any conditions, feels anything less than love and appreciation for that which you are. Once you learn to recognize the feelings of alignment in relationship to the feelings of misalignment, you can begin to effectively use your emotional guidance system. You could say, I am aligned or misaligned with the energy of my source. I am connected or not connected to the energy of my source. I am allowing or resisting the energy of my source. This conscious awareness of the way you feel is the only consistent, true indicator of your allowing the wholeness of you to be present in this moment. And although others may inspire or influence you, you cannot count on the influence of any other for your indication of connection. There are too many other factors in the lives that they are living for you to depend on them to help you maintain your connection. To feel for your state of balanced energy. Achieving a conscious awareness of your in-this-moment vibrational relationship with the vibration of your source is fundamental to your happy life and to the deliberate creation of your own life. Feeling for the vibrational match between the thoughts you're having in this moment and the thoughts that your inner being is having about this moment is what deliberate connection really is. And when you're able to consciously feel the vibrational discord or alignment between those two vibrational vantage points, you will be in conscious awareness of your own emotional guidance system. Deliberately reaching for thoughts that cause your two vibrational vantage points to align is the true meaning of the balancing of energy. When you line up with you, you experience the balancing of your own energy, and you come into alignment with the true power of your being. There is no substitute for this alignment. From your state of balanced energy, you experience clarity, vitality, eagerness, physical wellness, abundance in all things you consider to be good, and an exuberant state of joy. This is the natural state of who you really are.